News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Last night, new busking rules officially came into place in Cork City, including a time limit of 2 hours for each performer, a reduction in noise level, and completely stopping the music by 10 o'clock. Deputy Lord Mayor of Cork City is Colette Finn, and she's on the line. Good morning to you, Colette.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Being from Cork, there are a number of buskers I can think of off the top of my head where this is welcome. We're not trying to stop music, but what we are trying to do is stop people pitching up and staying there for the day.
Yeah, and I mean, I suppose it's just to clarify the rules of engagement for everybody. And I suppose the proper title for these laws are street performer bylaws. So it's, I suppose it's not just for musicians, it's also for anybody else that is performing on the street and looking for money for it.
I mean, there are spots where people will occupy. They're fairly obvious as well. Some will have massive amplification, some will have slight amplification. How do you know whether your volume is too high?
Yeah, I mean, there are no noise limits, and there's people who are better at this than I am in measuring this. And that was one of the things that came up in the public consultation about noise level and pitch and all this sort of thing. But there are limits set, and I'm sure there'll be a discussion as to what exactly that means. But it's great that we've gotten it over the line, because obviously you've different points of view coming together.
But to be fair, it's not an easy thing to agree. But is there a fella going round with a little Yoki Bob that'll tell you how loud you are?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
It's probably
yes.
A better name than Yoki Bob, but there is an actual yes. thing that can measure. Yeah. And what about compliance levels? If somebody refuses to comply, what happens?
Well, I mean, on Garda Síochána are very good at getting people to cooperate. And that's the first line of defence, really, is you say to someone, look, these are the rules of engagement. You're stepping outside the line, you know, and you really need to move on. And in the majority of cases, that's what happens.
Yeah, but if somebody gets ticked, though, and says, I'm not moving, I'm staying here for another 4 hours with my banjo.
And I suppose that is what the bylaws were, is for the very, very tiny amount of people who just won't do anything. Well, the bylaws are there and you will get a fine.
We do have, Colette, we do have bylaws against drinking in the city as well that are very, very rarely enforced. I mean, how do we prevent these bylaws from falling by the same, shall we say, lax rules?
Well, I mean, I suppose it's as cities get busier, it just becomes a nuisance, and it's a problem for the Gardaí if people are being a nuisance. So I do think enforcement is something that happens, hopefully, naturally, in the sense that people will move on and it won't be a problem. And everybody knows the rules of engagement. And just in relation to the consultation, I just wanted to shout out to a guy called Paul Donoghue, who is a jazz musician, and they have actually set up the Cork Street Performers Association because it's a nuisance for them as well. They don't want to see people who have low quality material and are not particularly good at performing. So it's about mutual cohabitation that keeps everybody happy.
Very polite way of describing it there. Councillor Colette Finn, Deputy Lord Mayor of Cork City, thanks very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast. You hate a bad busker, don't you?
I do. I was recently shopping on Grafton Street with my daughter, and we were walking up and there was a few really bad. Now, I like a good busker, though. I like buskers. Yeah. I have no problem with buskers. And I'll sometimes stop and listen and give them a few bob and all that. But people belting out Wonderwall out of tune, like with an amplifier, like on, you're like, ah,
yeah,
here.
But in their head, they sound brilliant.
But they're desperate.
They sound brilliant in
their
own head.
There was one, God bless us, there was one girl and she was doing Nothing Compares to You. And I just felt Sinead O'Connor would be turning in her grave. Jesus, it was brutal.
Anyway, you can't sing either, so no, don't be
careful. Excuse you.
Can't sing, can't dance.
Excuse you, I can sing and dance, and I do regularly in the studio up there.
That is actually the most truthful thing you've said all morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.